Good evening, my name is Natalia René Ortiz Hernandez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you have the time to take a few questions from me?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no.
an advertising agency? Okay, thank you. With no. which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very
definitely.
Likely to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Thank you. Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American Black, Asian Asian American, White Caucasian, Hispanic, or another one?
White.
Thank you. What is your age?
I don't want to answer that.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They are going in the right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elect officials focus on most to help you and your family? Traffic and congestion, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, overdevelopment, hurricane and flooding preparation, K-12 education, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion?
It would be traffic and congestion.
Thank you so much. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Ron DeSantis, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Very favorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
And Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, the remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, strengthening school safety and security measures, ensuring well-qualified teachers and hire and retain, increasing school choice options, increasing teacher pay, improving the academic rating of schools, reducing class sizes.
Quality of teachers. Improving the quality of teachers.
Okay. So would you say ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained? Okay. Thank you so much.
Sorry, I forgot what it was. Yeah.
Okay, don't worry. Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you are favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your county school board, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Somewhat. Favorable.
Thank you. What about your local PTA or PTO?
No opinion.
Teachers unions?
No opinion.
Charter schools?
No opinion.
Moms for Liberty.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Oh, okay. Favorable. Sorry.
Positive. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Teachers?
Teachers.
Yes.
Very favorable.
Traditional public schools?
No opinion.
Private schools?
Mostly favorable.
Okay, so somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Let's do somewhat favorable. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we are halfway through the survey. Thank you for your patience. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your current school board is doing?
I have no opinion.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
The first one,
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
The first one, I think people should be able to choose where they want to send their kids.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, the elections for school board are non-partisan, meaning that the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with their actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to child's education. Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elect and try to avoid confrontation with them.
I think that the parents have a right to protest if there's something they don't like.
Okay, thank you so much. You will now be given a series of issues, of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the selection for a school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Yeah. A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much more likely. Yeah, much more likely.
A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Much more likely, yeah.
A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory on classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings and improve school security?
Not likely.
Okay. Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries?
Much more likely. I don't know. I think it's less more likely.
Okay. Much less likely?
It ties into the other question. So let's say it would be much less likely because there's already money in there for the schools. Okay.
Okay. So would you say much less likely, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students?
Much more likely.
A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years, sorry?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years? Five years or 40, less?
40 years.
Okay, 4 years. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school
master's
graduate?
Degree. Master's degree.
Okay. Master's. Okay, so you say postgraduate degree?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No.
Okay, no, but children and grandchildren at home school, or no, do not have children or
grandchildren? No, I don't have children. No.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week.
Every day.
No,
every day.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. That was the last question. Thank you so much for your time.
You're
have a nice
welcome.
Day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.